It is crucial any debate on farming and agricultural chemistry generally is informed and based on scientific evidence and independent assessment. The public discourse that's only based on hype and myth risks disastrous ramifications for Australia's agricultural sector and the environmental sustainability of farming. The Australian regulatory system for these products is independent and evidence-based to ensure the human health and safety for users and consumers. Following an extensive assessment of IARC's glyphosate monograph, Health Canada, the United States Environmental Protection Agency, New Zealand's Environmental Protection Authority, and a range of other international regulators all concluded that glyphosate is safe to use. And Australia's own independent regulator, the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority, undertook a comprehensive reconsideration nomination assessment of glyphosate as recently as 2016, following that IARC report, and found no grounds for its approved uses to be reconsidered. Recent evaluations by the European Food Safety Authority, Germany's Federal Institute for Risk Assessment, and the European Chemicals Agency itself found unequivocally that glyphosate poses no unacceptable risks to either human health or to the environment, and that just confirms the decisions and determinations of our own regulators here in Australia. More than 800 scientific studies and independent regulatory safety assessments support the fact that glyphosate does not cause harm to humans or the environment. In fact, the US Agricultural Health Study, one of the largest studies done in this area, investigated the risk between glyphosate exposure and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. The study analysed data from over 89,000 farmers and their spouses and found absolutely no association between glyphosate and non-Hodgkin lymphoma, regardless of exposure level. That's why all Australians, farmers and consumers and the community as a whole, can have complete confidence in the safety of products registered by the APVMA.